This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Let's wise up for a second. This is real. Over 70% of millennials and younger Scots, 35 and under, believe that splitting off from the UK would be beneficial to the country. Specifically, we're talking about Boris Johnson's conservative right-wing premiership, right? Like, he's driving the United Kingdom down a deeper, darker hole than we've already seen in centuries previous. But on the other side of the spectrum, you have older Scots, you know, primarily elites, landowning, you know, who are concerned about the economic instability that independence might bring forwards.
I feel like I'm at a bar and you just walked up to me and I'm like, fuck. Like, how do I?
Pyle's here?
Hey, Pyle.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yes, Pyle.
Do you want to do the show?
No.
Come on, you're never in
New York. He's not doing it until you take his voice off the soundboard.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Got his ass.
Yeah, see, this is what's unacceptable to me.
Oh. We got him on the show. Because it started right now and he's there. There he is.
Lock the door. Lock the door. Lock the door.
It's so loud.
No, it's so actually. Loud.
Waiting for Joel.
This is the episode has started.
The episode started. This soundboard website keeps fucking me up.
So we're starting. You're prioritizing Pyle over the soundboard.
I'm prioritizing Pyle over the listener's smiles. This is that 2024 energy, man.
That concussion
I don't think Emma knows
energy.
That she's on the show currently.
The show has begun. The show has begun. The new year.
Yeah, Emma, you're on the show.
The show.
Yeah, to
the
be clear.
The show has begun.
We're waiting for Joel the show to get back, has to, begun. Back from the bathroom.
Joel Emma. Waited, and you said you could finally go pee. He finally left, and then you started the show,
no,
and he
Joel's
was gone.
Joel's coming back. Sages and
yes,
standing on the door.
Everything you're saying
it's
is
so
correct.
Loud.
The chaos in the New York studio is not my fault.
Yeah, maybe.
Why?
Because I'm cool, calm, and collected, by the way. I've come in here. The tech
Pyle's
is all
leaving.
Ready to go.
Bye.
Pyle's
good.
Pyle's leaving right now.
See you, Pyle.
Bye, Pyle.
Appreciate you. We got him. This episode's going to say with Pyle.
With child.
Thursday, January 18th. Mm-hmm. It's the year of our CEO and savior.
I'm actually not the CEO.
What?
Yeah, that's Marty.
Who gave him that title? I remember when that shift happened, by the way. He stopped calling himself co-founder and he started calling himself CEO.
Yeah.
I was like, who gave you the right?
I think we had to choose like different job titles when we were creating the LLC or something.
That's
like
what I was going to say. Yeah. When you were kind of, no, because you went from an LLC to an incorporated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was sort of when I sort of noticed not only a title shift in Marty, but also like the tides had shifted in Marty.
You should act more concussed.
I am!
Like you have the energy of someone who hasn't suffered for a month.
5 weeks.
Yeah, but you have, so I guess just slow down.
You got two concussions, right?
I had second impact syndrome, got nervous within an inch of my life, and we'll get into that. You spoiled it, because not everybody listening here knew that I had the
Concussion.
Yeah, exactly right.
Not everybody knew. How
not
did
everybody
anybody
listening.
Know?
How did anybody know? Yeah. I Instagrammed. I Instagrammed a photo with me and a barn cat.
You've been talking nonstop about this concussion.
I've been thinking nonstop about the concussion. It's not possible for me to not think of the concussion in any moment because I'm hedging toward post-concussive syndrome. Which every is... waking moment just, yeah, yeah, I wasn't even close to done. Okay. Every waking moment is a reminder that my cognition isn't thus.
Isn't what?
I feel as if reality is 15 feet away from me. Mm. I don't have peripheral vision. What's that?
You don't?
Sorry. It's hard because, like, I've already been...
So when you're looking at me, you can't see Amir?
I know he's there. I can sense him there.
Sure.
And I can kind of see him, but it's blurry to be sure.
Mm. It's not like you're going to make up for it with the cognition.
This is sort of a crazy experience because ultimately Joel, Emma, and I thought we were on the HeadGum podcast just with Jeff. And then Jeff invited two people not on the calendar invite in the LA studio to join. And now is only talking to them.
He said his cognition
was
worse.
I got a text from Jeff yesterday asking me to be on the show.
He said, New York's going to be there, but they're low-key dead weight. Would be helpful to have some real backup IRL.
That's so fucked.
Yeah.
Jeff, what if the concussion just makes you regular? What if it works in the other way?
Oh, that's
I've already found that not to be the case. I mean, we'll get into it. We'll get into the episode, but you guys aren't going to be happy with what I have prepared.
Okay.
And it is concussion.
I don't think I've ever been happy with anything I have prepared.
That's rare.
It's hard, right? Because it's Amir's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I feel like the energy is already going towards you when I would rather it be going towards my... mild traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for several minutes.
Yeah, but maybe
now.
Let's talk about Amir's birthday. How are you feeling? 41.
I was very under the weather last week, so I feel like I'm trending out of this like flu-like haze. Like last week was bad. This week is better. And then this is like the beginning of a new, basically, week/year.
A
I feel
you.
Like a rebirth.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
How's the peripheral?
Peripheral is okay. My lingering issue is more like a dryness in my entire head. Mm. Like
COVID or...
I had the flu.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
RSV?
I don't know. I didn't really test specifically what strand I had. I just didn't feel well.
Did you get a flu shot?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess, you know, they only do so much, cover so many strains. And who knows if I even had the flu or just a flu-like symptom from something else. There's no way to know. There's no COVID test for...
Do you think this might be your flu game? Do you think you might bring it because of the energy of your birthday? You think you might save certain parts of the episodes with one-liners that people comment down below being like, oh, that was a great joke?
I think I'm already past flu game. The last segments podcast I did was probably my flu game because I was like coughing and stuff.
Do you think Jordan had the flu or do you think he was hungover?
I don't know. Either way, it's really impressive because like whether you have the flu or you're hungover, your body's sort of like suffering / dehydrated.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what the cause of the issue is, whether it's a virus or the fact that you poisoned yourself the night before. It's really impressive that you can overcome because like when I had the flu last week, I couldn't even like walk to the bathroom. The idea of playing against the Utah Jazz seemed completely unfathomable to me.
Yeah. And today?
Today I could probably drop 15, 10, and 10 against a regular season Dallas Mavericks, Oklahoma City Thunder style opponent. But to do it in
incredible
the finals.
Teams. Two really good teams.
But I'm just saying, like, if the defense is sort of focused in on somebody else, I can pick and choose my spots, Austin Reeves style, and make sure that I'm both a facilitator and a distributor.
Focused on somebody else. I'm hoping we take today to sort of brush you off.
Well, Marika asked me how I was doing, so I was answering her
question.
I was glad
to know.
Yeah.
Me too.
How are you doing,
New Year's sick. I'm not well.
I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
Marika, how was your New Year's
Don't
Eve?
Don't do that.
But it's the Jeff Rubin special. Not to be confused with a Rubin.
Right. I don't think anyone was confusing that.
Or Billa.
Billa Rubin?
Jeff, does he have a kid?
Yeah.
Why didn't he name him Billy or Billa?
You don't know what he named his child.
Is it Billa?
It's Max, actually. Yeah, he's a sweet boy.
Max,
son.
Actually, Rubin.
Correct.
Actually is such a funny
That's
middle
really
name.
Good. I like that.
The name's Max, actually.
Anyone with the last name actually, I think, is... That's CEO material.
Middle name.
Amir actually Blumenfeld.
Yeah.
My favorite position.
It works for everyone.
My favorite position is GEO.
Is that from this podcast?
That's a Kat Cohen original. She wanted to make the soundboard, and she did with that line.
Oh, okay.
And a couple other ones that didn't upload for some reason because they thought it was copyrighted material.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, I can't believe I know this. That's from a clip that Lauren Conrad, a long time ago, someone asked her what her favorite position was in an interview, meaning like sex position, and then she said CEO. And I think that's
CEO,
what that's from.
Yeah. But Kat Cohen said my favorite position is GEO because my name is spelled off.
And she drives a GEO.
Wagon?
No.
You know, I don't want New York complaining that I'm not including them enough in the conversation. They've been dead silent other than Marika. I don't know if Joel still has.
I just told that story about Lauren Conrad.
Really?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
Well, it's hard because I can't see them. There's no way to see them. No,
you
I didn't think that
no,
was.
You, there's a monitor right next to you where you can see them.
But peripheral vision, though.
No, I can't mirror because I need to use my soundboards.
Oh, man. Your whole setup is fucked, man.
It's us or the soundboards. It's not my setup. There has to be a better way to do this, and I'm not going to complain about it. A New Year's resolution of mine is to stop complaining about the fucking studio. That being said, I do need to get one thing out of my system.
Sure.
Anya's not here for this. Mm-hmm. She will hopefully hear the episode and be pissed.
Anya Zero.
Anya Zero, yeah, exactly right.
Right now, what you're saying.
Were we sure about charcoal?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just... Who? Because I was wondering if we might have done like a cola or if we might have done
yeah,
like
a... you keep
a,
saying cola. You keep saying salmon.
Like K-O-L-A yeah. nut, like the cola nut.
Yeah, kind of like that. Also,
no,
I found...
Like
I just sent this to Amir, but there's a paint color called chine green.
Yeah. If anything, we're responsible. Like, we're the chine green.
Yeah, I get that. How is everybody else? This is the first episode of the new year. I feel like the energy is almost there, but it's not there. There, it's not bowl.
Mm-hmm. It was my birthday recently.
And how was
Me
that?
Too.
It was good.
It was good, or
yeah, Emma's birthday also.
Yeah, happy birthday, Emma. Happy birthday,
I'm telling
Casey.
You, January birthdays in the office are
well,
lit.
Emma was December.
Mine technically was December 31st. But
I think it's just yeah, you know well. You want to chalk the whole space full of Capricorns to make everything you know fit thus.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah, the year's going pretty good so far.
You were filling me in on some personal private info that I won't bring up, but it sounded like it was going all right.
Yeah.
It feels like this might be your, not if not Jordan year, let's say your Sarah Jessica Parker
year. 23 is my year.
I feel like it's a Sex in the City year for you.
It's a Sex in the City year for me?
Yeah, you're going to have sex and the city. And I feel like you're going to like have gossip to talk over. Brunch.
You want to take a sip of that so bad, but you are preventing yourself from doing that.
What's that?
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
May this be the year that they finally cast the next James. I'm sick of the segment, and so is the general public. But while we have to do it, Niecy Nash Betts Bond. Niecy Nash Betts Bond.
That's Are you good. Sure you're out of the concussion?
No! I said that! I have post-concussive syndrome, meaning I still feel concussed.
Uh-huh.
Past the 5th week mark.
Which happened?
What's that?
Has it been 5 weeks?
Past the 6 week mark is when they would diagnose me with post concussive syndrome.
Mm.
So I don't actually have it yet, but I'm not out of the weeds yet. I've hit my head 3 times, yeah. 4 if you count the 4th. And that's been part of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get into it or are you going to just sort of
we have to
allude to?
Trudge through the segment that is Bond of the Week and then we'll get there.
Okay. I want to know Joel's Bond of the Week.
Joel?
I'll go with Max, actually.
That's good.
Nice. Emma?
The pilot who was on mushrooms who tried to crash the plane, who I can't stop talking or thinking about. And I talked about on the other episode where you weren't hosting, Jeff.
Who is this?
May never see the light of day.
I mean,
who's this pilot on mushrooms?
It was a pilot who was on a mushroom trip for multiple days that got on a plane and thought he needed to crash the plane to get out. He thought it was like a simulation and thought he needed to crash the plane to get out of it. And so then he was like held down and then he started pouring coffee all over himself and singing show tunes.
Oh my God.
And masturbating. All to come out of his.
Sounds like Amir's birthday.
In the air. my Bond of the Week is ultimately going to be the soul of Jennifer Lopez, I think, from her new trailer. Fuck off, Jeff.
I forget that she can see me.
You pushed when I press
you press button. The button.
I know, but I'm to used to it being the Logitech. Yeah. All right, let's keep things going.
I wish I had a bond of the week. It is my birthday.
A birthday
after
bond
all.
Of the week. Right. You're the only one that doesn't really like the segment.
And Will Conover, he made it very clear he doesn't like the segment.
I'm the only one that doesn't like this segment. That's
I don't like
true.
This segment.
Who likes the segment?
I think it's just fine. Like, it doesn't offend me in any way. It's a it's nice
Amir, what's your fucking bond of the week?
Oh, God. I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Maybe. Jeremy Allen White.
Yes. So. The bear himself.
This isn't a funny segment, but I just have to make it through to the announcement. Otherwise, it really sucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's so bad. The entire room. Wow.
Oh, the brain.
Right?
Oh,
whoa. Check that out. Amir behind you.
Starting 2024 off already with a little bit of effort into the podcast. I got an MRI just for the show.
It seems like you got it for the concussion.
Really?
Mr. It's Mr. Jeffrey A. James. Is the A for always?
It's for actually.
It really does look like a walnut.
What's that?
The brain looks like a walnut.
The brain or mine specifically? I can't tell if you're bullying me.
They say like you're supposed to eat foods that look like the brain for brain health.
Raspberries, walnuts,
brain.
In Jeff's case, an entirely smooth cannellini bean.
Entirely smooth cannellini bean. Your brain is a fucking marble. Oh my God. What? It was a joke, man.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Is that what it sounded like?
A neurologist at the Cleveland Clinic said that I had an age-appropriate, unremarkable brain.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of almost worse, right?
Really?
To like know that your brain's like normal and
not my intellect. Not my intellect is unremarkable. Just the brain physically.
Well, there's a lot of philosophy on the physical brain versus like your mind.
Is this with or without contrast?
It's withering with contrast. Interesting. So basically they put too much dye into my veins and it started to sort of degenerate.
Did they actually put contrast in for
This is the MRI. One? They did end up doing a CTA as well. That one had contrast dye because I ended up in the ER on New Year's Day Eve because my pupils were different sizes. And they say if that's happening, you might have a stroke. So I had to go to the ER.
But you were fine, we should say.
Ultimately, yeah. Asymmetrical pupils, fine guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know why the mood is coming down.
I'm studying
can
this.
Can you explain?
What? You guys don't know what it says. You don't know what the letters mean. Can I explain? I don't fucking know. You think I'm a neurologist? This is the scam. I did a Zoom call with a neurologist. He looked at my MRIs and he said, yeah, it looks like everything's fine. No bleeding. So, but you know, this was the only way I could get a screenshot of the bish was to have him share his screen and me sneakily.
Yeah, I've gotten like an MRI screenshot before, and it's oddly hard to get the. It's not like images on a disc. It's like, well, we have the CD, but you need the software, and most places don't have the software. So I'm like, just take a fucking screen.
That's
grab
what
and
I said. I did like, you know, fucking command four shift.
I had to take a photo of my MRI in the doctor's office, like sneakily on my phone.
It's crazy how antiquated. I mean, the entire healthcare system is fucked, but like the fact that these
images. No. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to get proper healthcare.
Well, it's hard to navigate and it's expensive as shit, but what do you mean by that? I'm not going to sit here idly by. I don't care that it's your birthday. You're not going to talk shit on my healthcare system.
Actually, I hear good things about the Ohio healthcare system in Cleveland
Clinic. Hospital. Yeah, it's one of the best hospitals in the world. So, Johns Hopkins, number one.
You probably got the concussion in a very good state.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But I wasn't in a good state mentally before the concussion or after. But
you
I was
in
the
poor
right,
state.
Yeah, sort of.
But it's nice that you were there, to get the help.
Have you talked about how you got the concussion? I have no idea. Did you just like
I've heard
on
rumors.
A banana peel or step on a rake?
I want to hear what Joel heard the rumors were.
I've heard a lot of rumors that it had to do with you standing on an elevated but soft surface while performing some sort of impersonation that went south fast.
He's That's choosing his so words incredibly vague. Wisely. Joel's in court.
I heard you were doing a bit and fell off a couch.
I was doing a very, very tasteful impression
of a Korean landowner.
I was snowmobiling.
Were
in
you?
The Alaskan Alps, yeah.
There's no way. Not even.
What do you mean, no way? You don't think I can do cool shit? Yes.
No.
Is the Alaskan Alps like the name of a park in Cleveland?
We already said you were in Ohio.
It's a cross-country skiing.
He was in a bad state is what he meant.
Well,
Alaska.
Didn't your concussion happen in California?
I was in Juneau, and the fall hit me in the temples.
Can't get a straight answer out of this guy.
I was four-wheeling in an extra terrestrial terrain park.
And here's the thing.
I was having a ton of intercourse on a very tricky surface.
Mm-hmm.
I basically was at Jumbo's clown room, oiling slick a gland. And
Excuse me?
Slipped and fell off the stage and then ended up in a CTA.
We need to know how you hit your head.
On an attic ceiling.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I so was organizing that. Some shit.
Yeah.
I go underneath a beam.
Okay.
That I thought was like, okay, I was like, oh, I cleared the bish.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Stood up directly into it full force.
So like.
I was like, oh.
Top down. It's kind of interesting,
sort of
just the normal
my neck
movements
back too. I
the
think
normal
I might have also had
of your body.
Sorry,
like,
if I don't
you
have
don't
the
feel
floor
like you
after a traumatic,
fast, but like when
way,
you actually
severe
hit something,
traumatic brain injury. By the way, I said mild before because I was trying to be demure today.
Well,
whiplash.
I also,
you haven't been demure at all.
That's not a brain injury. That's a neck.
So it hit you right top to bottom square, like the tip of your skull.
It scrunched me like a slinky.
Okay, and were you with anybody?
I was pissed at people.
Okay.
Because they let you in the attic?
Because they let me down, so I went to the attic.
Right.
And then at first did you think it was just like, whoa, that was weird? Or were you like, something terrible has just happened, and it'll affect me for
my
the next
first
few
thought
months.
Was, this ought to be a good episode.
Yeah.
Your brain is so fucked.
It is. There are some... No, interesting similarities to the movie Anatomy of a Fall, where I feel like we could kind of make a version of that about Jeff, like, getting a concussion in
an
attic.
An arborist
and who was
said the same thing to me yesterday.
An arborist.
I'm trying to get
a
into horticulture.
A tree person?
Well, not tree. Herbs. I'm taking classes. I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to get better at fucking
what kind
gardening.
Of classes?
So you hit your head so hard in an attic by yourself. It doesn't matter the classes. Were you with anybody, and who was the first person you told that, oh, by the way, I think I might be concussed?
I was fine the day it happened.
So you were just like, oh, maybe it's just a bump.
Oh, I'm tired. I got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had some wine.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you really didn't think it was a big deal.
I discounted it, I decanted it, and I watched Encanto.
You're just talking about the wine now?
It was an incredible... Pinot Gris,
red.
Not Grigio, just Gris.
It's also so crazy that you didn't think you had a concussion after hitting your head that hard when at Amir's pre-wedding party you were going around telling people you thought you had a concussion, but you just like hadn't had any water all day.
Well, it's hard, you know, because I'm trying to like make sure that I look out for my health and not discount any little feeling.
Did you hit that? Did you hit your head the day before my wedding?
I didn't hit my head. I hadn't had any water
or food.
No, so the issue was I hit my head and I was just kind of like, ah, you know, I was like, ah,
like Homer Simpson.
Then I
dough.
Discounted the hit. I decanted the gris.
Mm-hmm.
And much to my chagrin falls in which I was, I woke up the next day with a headache, but I had had enough wine the night before that I was like, oh, I'm just hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Housing water the entire day.
Yeah.
By 9 p.m., I'm like, this is something else. So I call my dad's doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, I don't think it's a concussion, but, you know, just rest and recover. And I was like, all right. Treated it like it was a concussion for a few days, and it just kept getting worse.
Mm. The headache got worse?
The experience got worse. The headache.
But what was the experience?
It was slowed cognition. It was my vision being off, feeling like I'm not in the same reality as other people. I mean, the scans are up. I don't know what else you guys want. What do you want? You want another more detailed view? There you go.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, pretty smooth.
Yeah.
The thing you can see here is the only issue is there was remote insult to the corpus callosum in utero.
Hmm. Remote?
Doesn't sound very remote then.
Remote means long ago, so I don't know how much longer ago in my lifetime you could get than in utero.
So you think that's the thing that made you you?
That's what I wanted to get into.
Okay.
I want to get into a couple of things, but that's the first thing. I mean, this show has been a train falling off the tracks for nearly 3.5 years. Uh-huh. And I want to trace it back potentially to this? Is that the reason we're all here today?
I think I don't think it's the reason I'm here today. I was hired by Amir to work here.
Well, you're here because Jeff texted you, you said.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here today because Jeff texted me.
But
yesterday.
You don't know if they would have even needed to fill the producer position that you filled if I didn't cause the issues that I did.
Yeah, they were like we need professionals.
Imagining a world where your like group of interns produced like very competent video and audio technical people that then went on to work at the company. What that would have been like. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
If I had been able to understand everything here better, maybe I would have been offered a full-time position.
Like you did go to USC film school.
What's that?
You did get the education necessary to do something like this.
Yeah, but we just watched on the episode that's coming out on Friday a project that I made for film school. Casey saw it, and there was no.
I did?
Remember? Conversation with myself post-shower.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, God.
And then...
Get Pyle back in here.
I hate it so much.
I have an excuse. I have an excuse for the
next. We know.
Gray matter doesn't matter.
And it matters. This right here is the reason why the show might be off sometimes for the next couple years. Don't prepare 1 week because I don't have time. This is why.
So you're already pre-using this as an excuse.
You're remote.
I'm already getting the research done on me.
Sorry, your in utero injury is the reason why the show might be bad for the next 3 years.
It was more of a remote insult to injury. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And now
how's
you're
your birthday
using
so
it
far? Sorry, let me check in. How's your birthday so far, Amir?
I'm 41 today. There's got to be something.
Were you going to say there's got to be something more to life than this?
Welcome to our first segment. I like to call this blame
first
game.
First segment.
What's that? First segment. I like to call this blame game.
Okay.
If you think
shaking
that it was an accident that this happened, you're shitting yourselves. This happened because, according to a hair vitamin and mineral blood analysis amalgam, I'm so stressed I'm reaching chemical burnout.
Okay.
That's on y'all. That's on y'all.
That's on God.
I thought we were talking about your gray mark on your brain.
Now it just seems like Jeff made up a segment to say that this is our fault.
Moving on to 11. Take 4 minutes and lie.
Sorry, 11 is take
each.
Yeah, that's take 4 full minutes. Don't be shy.
What is this?
Oh. I didn't think it through. Is that what you want me to say?
Why are you looking at me?
What are these audio clips?
Is this from the post-shower conversation?
That was an example. Sorry, just the name of the game is Blame Game.
Okay.
And I'm playing you guys some clips of moments where you caused me stress.
Mm.
Casey, that one's on you.
I couldn't even understand what was happening in the clip.
Do you need me to play it again? It's 30 seconds long.
I think we just need you to explain what it was.
Take 4 minutes and lie. So this was from the episode that came out 2 weeks ago. The 36 gestures that lead to love.
Take 4 full minutes.
And you guys were making fun of my ass for having one of the questions take 4 full minutes.
Uh-huh.
And that caused you.
I didn't think it through, but I actually put a
chemical.
Sorry, what was that, Marika?
That caused you burnout?
Burnout. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Burnout. Basically, it exhausted me that you guys didn't like the questions.
Okay.
And I don't think it was fair to me considering how much time and effort I put into all 36. That took me 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Was that recorded before the concussion, though?
All of these clips are going to be before the concussion because this is the first episode after the concussion. So inherently,
before
all
before the concussion, but after the gray mark on your brain.
BC, correct. You can call it.
Well, the stress isn't the remote insult. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is in utero. That is unrelated to the stress. But the concussion can't have been an accident.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is there's blood on all of your guys' hands. Does that make sense?
Sure. Well, listening to that clip, it didn't sound like I was saying anything. I was laughing a lot.
That's true. So I actually appreciated that.
Oh, you're welcome.
The joy that you bring to the episodes.
So the blame is not on me.
I might shift it onto, yeah.
Okay.
This is kind of like the French court scene in Anatomy of a Fall.
Here we go. Clip number two.
Jeff is like the cotton candy of men. So like he says stuff
that's
and then
so
it
nice.
Just disappears before it
reaches. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. It's not nice. He said that I was the cotton candy of men because I'm thin in terms of things that are there.
No substance.
There. Yeah,
no
things
substance
of substance
at all.
That I don't bring much nutritionally.
Yeah. Pulled apart very easily.
Pulled pork would be better.
Yeah,
pulled apart, yeah.
More substance for sure.
But would you want
to
be
sure,
called
or do you want to take that
pork?
Back? Because I kind of feel like that sentence alone might have been enough to cause me the stress.
Yeah, but Marika has a great question.
Marika,
yeah,
let's hear it.
Would you rather me say that you're the pulled pork of people?
I don't
That's
mind
worse.
That.
That's so much worse.
I don't even mind if I'm not dressed.
Meaning?
If I was sort of bearing all on the show. I moved on from the pulled pork analogy.
Got it.
Well, we would mind if you did that.
Nude.
That would cause
us
stress.
This episode and doesn't immediately refer you to a therapist.
That wasn't even me.
That was Millie. But you know what? Yeah. No, but you know what? Marika, you were there. You were there and you didn't stick up for my ass. Real friendship, you are.
I agree with it though. And I don't think that's
I did
a problem for
high
you.
School.
Okay. What was the group called?
The US males.
I remember that.
That borderline happened today.
Yeah. The cannellini bean.
The cannellini bean incident. That will go down in history.
He's gonna play that clip on this episode.
In a year.
Like, what the hell was that? I put a lot of time and effort and energy into arranging.
Well, I feel like people were laughing at the fact that the group was US males, right? Not you.
Yeah, I was laughing at that it was called the U.S. Males is very funny, but it's also funny that Jeff was in an a cappella group called the U.S. Males.
Jeff, you were in an a cappella group?
We really have to take it. That was the blame game. I blame all of you.
Okay.
We know.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to doling out resolutions. You guys have heard of Dole?
Bob Dole?
Bob Dole?
Like whip?
Pineapple.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, can.
This is... Joel has said like four sentences on the episode, and one of them is, yeah, canned.
Joel or Dole?
This Dole is Junoff.
Dole Junoff. Here we go. This is doling out resolutions. This is the first episode of the new year, right? We're going to, you know, move away from my sort of vitriol in terms of the concussion that I'm still dealing with, and move into where y'all can improve. Okay. Does that make sense? I think I have a unique point of view in terms of where there are holes in your personalities, where there are there's room for improvement in terms of y'all holistically as people, as you pertain to my life and the world at large. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go one by one, and I'm going to give you guys New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Before we get into it, does anybody want to say what their resolution actually is?
I want to get abs.
I want to watch Jeff's more reaction. TV.
Okay. Joel?
It'd be nice to pee less often.
It'd be nice.
Amir?
I'd like to reduce my screen time phone-wise, but I don't know. I find myself struggling more and more every year as things become more and more online. Between games, social media, news, information, sports, work.
Ab workouts.
I feel like it's nearly impossible to put the little iPhone dictator down. And then at what point are you just replacing that screen with another?
All right. Mm. Ready?
Yep.
Marika's resolution.
Episode ends.
Any guesses? I wouldn't mind if everybody threw guesses out on what she needs to improve on.
Or should we watch more TV?
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. I fell behind this year, year.
Well, the real one that I want to give her is join a city club soon.
What's a city club?
Marika's been in New York for almost a decade and has next to normal / nothing to show for it.
Nice.
Take a page from the Gilded Age and try your darndest to join a Manhattan social club. The Union Club will do. The Union Club crowned the Rockefeller family members of the New York City elite. Now, let it allow Marika in thus suit.
What, so it's like a Elks Lodge sort of thing in New York?
It's like Soho House.
It's like the 19th century Soho House. Mm-hmm. Why is everybody not reacting with joy?
I guess I'm confused.
Joy is the reaction you wanted from that?
Perspective that you have to offer.
Okay.
Marika, what do you think?
Yeah, Marika.
I'm open to it, but I'd love to know more about these clubs. I'm unfamiliar with them as a genre of place.
I think it's like you'd play bridge, you'd chat about current events, maybe movies, even TV shows.
You wouldn't play bridge. Yeah, you would build bridges socially and infrastructurally.
Oh, so I could be like an oil tycoon?
No, you'd be a civil
baron
engineer.
Of sorts.
I'd be down to be like a railroad baron.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like all Marika does is like make sure the wheels don't fall off this fucking place. Mm-hmm. I want to see her better the United States of America at large. Let's start with the tri-state area. Let's start with the Hudson Valley.
Well, that sounds like politics. And I'd love to better the United States at large, but I don't know how I'm going to do that.
You think
Is the problem that you don't like the Union Club? Because the Knickerbocker Club would do.
Well,
you could be a friar.
I'm interested in the Knickerbocker Club. I'd like to know
It's
more.
A close second. And don't let the fact that they don't let women in still deter you. Take your rightful place in New Amsterdam history.
Okay. Yeah, I'll consider
it. Or you're going to do it soon?
I'll consider it.
Is there like a fee?
I think there's like a $3,000 induction fee. Yeah,
that's rough.
That's like, isn't that like what Soho House is?
No, Soho House is like $2,000 a year.
Oh, so this is just a flat
for life,
$3,000, and you're
and
in
then
for
dues.
Life.
No,
oh, there's dues.
And by the way, a huge part about getting into these social clubs is to own a townhome.
Okay,
does that make sense? So
yeah,
it's not just the $3,000 induction fee. It's also like the $10 million fee for the fucking house.
Do you have a do you have a suggestion of how I should get that?
I have a suggestion on what you should do and be if you don't get in.
Okay.
Embarrassed as hell. Marika, are we clear on your resolution? Join a city club soon?
Yeah, we're clear.
All right, you don't have a lot of time for that one. Moving on to Emma's resolution. Emma, are you ready?
Yes.
Try to enjoy the HeadGum Podcast. I feel like of all the people on the network and who's guested on the show, you really don't seem to... You either get the show and you don't like it, which doesn't make a ton of sense, or you haven't understood what it is yet.
She definitely understands what it is.
Really? I feel like I get what it is, and I'm kind of offended. That's what you think, but okay.
I kind of don't understand how anyone wouldn't enjoy the show if they get it. You know what I mean? It's either not for you or you love it.
No.
Well, that's interesting.
Here's my resolution for you. Listen to the show on a weekly basis and find a way to have fun while doing so. If you can't...
Okay, go. Sorry, go on.
No, what were you going to say?
Do I seem that miserable? I like you, Jeff. Every time I say we're friends, you go, well, I don't know you that well.
I'm not me. It's the show.
Okay.
And they are two very different things.
Are they?
Really? If you can't enjoy even a few seconds of each episode, send me detailed notes unpaid and untoward.
So you're looking for Emma to give you notes on the show for free.
Old episodes, too.
Old episodes.
Back catalog, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got an email saying that I need to scrub the back catalog for copyrighted material, which I'm not going to do.
No.
When?
And it's just music. It's
when?
It's just for copyrighted music.
Just for copyrighted music, which he plays on every single episode.
Well, I don't know.
Everybody.
I think this one's.
He's about to fuck off the show.
When on the show, whether in a guesting or producing capacity, bring a ton to the table and enjoy.
These are like terrible horoscopes.
This is just a roast. Marika's was nice.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree.
Thank you.
Well, let's see what Joel's is. Maybe his is also really rude. Sorry, Jeff is texting Allie, I think.
It's a perfect transition.
Why Allie?
Couldn't have been
what do you
better.
Mean Allie? How did you know it was Allie?
Because Allie keeps moving hither and thither, picking stuff up for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on to Joel. Emma, are you clear on what your resolution is? Try to enjoy the HeadGum Podcast. Give a ton of notes for free. Basically, make the show
yeah,
good
I'm clear.
On my behalf.
I'm clear, Jeff.
No
thank you.
All right, here we go. Joel's resolution. Joel, are you ready or do you want to take a minute?
I'm ready.
Joel, your resolution is stay put a lot. Does that make sense?
Go on.
So it doesn't make sense?
No.
Don't travel?
Go on is not an answer to the question, does that make sense?
I think I understand it.
Joel, I know you have this weird affinity for Philadelphia, but this year, don't. Enjoy the city that never sleeps and travel a ton. Just not to Pennsylvania. If the urge...
Not stay put, then. You want me to go all over the place.
I wouldn't mind if you become a little bit more worldly. Just avoid Philadelphia.
That's not staying
put. What about
put.
This?
You
is
want
unclear.
Me to see my family?
He went
see,
to Argentina last year.
If the urge strikes to see a Sixers game or even your family, exhibit the kind of restraint that Marika does during a Marika's Druthers and don't understand the assignment.
So when I
exhibit
feel the urge.
The kind of restraint and don't
my
understand the excitement.
All right, now
we're hearing
he's
a lot
fun
from
of everybody.
Marika. We're hearing a lot from Marika.
So when I feel the urge to see my family, your advice is to stay put.
My advice is to stay put a lot.
Right. So that's then first, I need to even want to see my family a lot. And then when I feel
No, Joel, you're not getting it. So you don't have to, the degree to which you miss your family is irrelevant. It's the degree to which you stay put is what I'm concerned with, which is
right.
A ton. And this is all year because it's a new year's resolution.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Amir, how's that birthday?
Fine, I guess, so far.
Has it gotten better or worse since the show started?
It's gotten better since the show started because we're closer to the show ending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Joel, are we clear?
Yeah, let's move on to Amir Casey.
Oh, let me be clear.
What was that an impression of?
Barack Obama.
That was such a bad Obama. That was crazy.
Nobody got that.
If you started a business, you didn't build that.
We have to move on.
I've never
a bunch
heard
of people along the way helped. All right, Amir's resolution. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Jeff is furiously typing.
All right, Amir's resolution. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Is there even a little part of you that's a little bit excited?
I'm excited because it seems like you're trying to time something up in a grand reveal. So I'm curious as to what that thing is. A little delayed, but let's see if you stick the landing.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I think I saw Allie coming in.
Embody young.
Thaddeus.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amir. Happy birthday to you.
So
regrets is out of view.
It is
he did it his flan.
That's a huge flan.
The
size of a frisbee. It's leaking. There's syrup yeah. just coming out of the sides.
Allie, do you want to speak to the juice of the flan?
You can grab this mic.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry to bother your day.
No, it's all good. This is the runniest flan I've ever seen.
It's a very syrupy, runny flan.
Yeah. I think for you to embody young this year is for this flan to embody you right now.
Where do you get a flan that size?
A bakery in East Hollywood.
All right.
Did you have to special request? Like,
the drippiness?
Make flan, and then you're like, can you make a bigger one?
Well, in the special order request, I said a day old one is fine. But they didn't give me I was hoping they would, like, give me a refund, and they didn't.
Mm.
We should dig in.
Talking to the mic.
You should have it all.
Well, it's yours.
You want him to eat it all right now before the show ends?
I'd love if he tried a bite a bite.
Yeah, I'll get you a fork.
No. Amir will get it. It's his birthday.
Just take you a second.
While he's away, I guess we could talk about his resolution. Basically, actually, no, he needs to hear this.
Yeah, no, this and is Allie really can't important. Hear anything.
And Allie can't hear anything.
Say hi.
You.
Oh.
Allie, how's your new year so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah. You've been going to a ton of, like, I would say locations where the veil is thin between realms. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Topanga, Ojai, you know what I mean?
Veil.
Yeah.
No.
Veil.
She didn't, yeah.
This is so weird. What is going on?
We need
on?
More, like, yeah, off-sites like, that I'm invited to.
We're still figuring it
out. Got it.
Because I feel like people
Marty,
don't know.
Ask Marty if you can come this year.
You want to come to Nashville?
I would love to. I'll pay my own flights if I can come to the office.
Allie, can you talk into the mic?
Hello.
Jeff, what if my family was in Nashville? Would I still be allowed to go?
Well, everybody's yelling into my ears. Allie, how's your new year?
So far, so good. I was just cleaning up this flan residue. I accidentally made Alex's whole desk area sticky.
I mean, can you blame anyone? Did you see my MRI?
Oh, my God.
Pretty smooth, I think she can blame someone.
I've been watching a lot of Grey's, so I understand.
And can you please, for the record, say that I don't have a what is it? Cantaloupe?
Smooth. Brain. Cannellini bean brain.
Cannellini bean smooth brain.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that about you.
Look at the vascularity. I mean, you know, what I've lost this winter in vascularity on my body, I've gained in my brain.
Which is ultimately what you want.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that is not how I see the shape of your head.
Yeah.
It's because of the hair.
I guess we've never seen Jeff without, like, long hair ponytail.
Is it giving you body dysmorphia?
Giving or making worse what was already there?
Yeah.
The second one.
Yeah.
Amir, how's that birthday?
It's doing good. I'm looking forward to digging into this plan.
Yeah. And then for lunch, Marika, are we thinking dig in?
No, we ordered Thai Villa.
Which is what Johnny's name would have been if he was born in Phnom Penh. all right. Getting back to New Year's resolutions, doling out, rather, New Year's resolutions. Embody young. This is my resolution for Amir. Amir, you've had a few peaks. You know, 2011, 2012 era, Jake and Amir, you were kind of thriving market and otherwise.
I'm good,
thanks. I'm okay. Thank you. Enjoy.
And, you know, I thought the Fired special was you know, doing really well. I'm editing those Patreon videos right now. I think it's a great episode of web series television. Lonely and Horny was a real moment for you. I feel like you went to this sort of longer form, glitzier, glammier Hollywood Regency style. But you're in a massive valley right now. Is that fair to say? Do you agree with that?
Hey, cheers.
Hey, jeers. Let me continue.
One man's plan. Yeah, it's another man's treasure.
Yeah. One man.
We were really good.
It's from La Monarca, which is a good bakery.
Wow. It's like a creme brulee, but without the fun part.
Are you listening to your New Year's resolution? Because this is going to be pertinent to your entire year.
Oh, is embody young?
Embody young.
Okay.
I want you to act with the urgency creatively that you used to over a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
And create that Jake and Amir musical, whether you know it or not.
Whether I know it or not.
Create a new long-form project this year or bust is your resolution.
Even if I don't know it?
I thought Embody Young was his resolution.
His resolution's sort of all over the place, as we found. Mm-hmm. I wrote these in a fever dream last night, and I am still concussed. Any new works in the works? Any new long-form pieces between you and Jake?
No, I mean, we got the new podcast.
That's not enough. A podcast is a side hustle.
I mean, running HeadGum as a company.
What about a musical?
Yeah, I guess we could work on a musical, too. We don't really know how to write songs, music.
What about, get Lin-Manuel.
Obviously.
He's in between Disney, I think.
Why don't you just call Lin-Manuel up?
And then say, will you write a musical with me and Jake?
Yeah. And I mean, don't have a mouthful of flan when you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this was the worst resolution yet. Here we go. Casey, you ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go Hollywood. Mm. Basically embody young and work on a long-form project this year. Mm-hmm. You've had a few peaks. This year in a massive valley. No.
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
No, here we go.
Yeah, I think you just copied and pasted yours.
Casey, you've been in L.A. for almost a decade and have next to normal / nothing to show for it.
Join a New York social club.
Take a page from Geraldine Page and make Hollywood her story.
Uh-huh.
You've got multiple scripts in the works, all worth producing.
Is that the actress that jumped off the Hollywood sign and killed herself?
I don't mind that. For me? For someone. You've got multiple scripts in the works, irons in the fire, all worth producing to make Herstory. Get the cash, make the film, and enjoy.
That is my actual resolution.
We so got there.
Yeah.
Why couldn't this have been mine, Jeff? I'll be able to work on my script because I'll be listening to the entire head of podcast.
Well, I forget if you know things move quickly in LA in Hollyweird.
Casey's was like, follow your dreams, make that awesome project and enjoy. And then Emma's was like, hey, will you listen to old podcast episodes and smile more?
That's more of a New York story. I mean, we've all seen New York.
Let me hug my grandma.
Bugs, what do you guys have going on? What irons are in the fire that you want to point people towards? Emma, you could take this moment to get some funding.
Well, it doesn't seem like I'm going to have much time to get ahead on that this year. I don't have anything to plug right now. Follow me on Instagram at Emma Rose Foley.
Joel?
Joel Man Dunoff on the gram. That's it.
Just Marika? Disappointed in that.
Well, it's just he operates at a different pace than the show. Sometimes I'm like, Joel? And he's like, well, Joel Man Dunoff on
Instagram.
You
said it like kind of faster than that. Follow me at Marie Galon on Letterboxd and Instagram and Twitter. And listen to Pitwall and Seek Treatment and Go Touch Grass and Newcomers.
And I don't know when this comes out, but Exploration Live is going on tour on the West Coast. So Seattle, San Diego, and San Francisco, there are still tickets.
They got a tour before the HeadGum podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem there.
What's funny about that?
I wouldn't say anything that's funny
about it. I work tirelessly, but you like it. Casey, what do you got?
You can follow me on Instagram at Casey Donahue. You can listen to the Pitwall podcast I host with Marika. Jeff is on it sometimes if he answers his text. And if you're interested in producing a movie, funding a movie specifically, slide into my DMs. I'm looking right now. I've got a project I'm looking for. I want to start with 50 grand, but we can always go up. I'm trying to keep it a lean production, a lean crew. I'm looking at 10 shooting days. I think 50 grand could get me there. But if someone wants to...
5,000 a day.
5,000 a day. If someone wants to give me $5,000 a day, I think we could make movie magic.
Plug your Venmo. Maybe somebody will send you cash.
Venmo me at Casey Donahue and just put this is for the movie.
Okay. Allie?
Please donate to Casey's movie fund. And you can follow me on Instagram at Allie Khan and Letterboxd at Allie Khan. And thanks for letting me hop in with the flan.
Hop in with the flan.
The woman with the flan.
41.
What's that?
It's like 21, but plugs?
Call me 41 Savage.
Nice.
Are you going to call him that?
That should have been the name of your solo podcast. Instead of Call Her Daddy, it's Call Me or 41 Savage.
As a podcast.
It could easily work.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. And if you're a concussion physical therapist rehabilitation specialist, please let me know what exercises to do to bring back my peripheral vision.
Leave it in the comments below.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring? Yeah, go ahead. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and some surprise guests as well. More, yes. And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.